Okay, welcome back, everyone. Okay. So we have a... this is the final... The Bechina, they tell me, is on next Wednesday. So we have to start Chazara soon. So we'll do have a shir today, tomorrow. Well, okay, we'll figure it out. Okay, I hope everyone had a nice Pesach. It's good to see everyone back. And we'll start with a niggun like we do at the beginning of every new Zman that we had a Hefsig. Avinu Harachamon Amirachem Rachem Aleinu Vesein Bilibeinu Vino Lehavinu Lehaskil Avinu Harachamon Amirachem Rachem Aleinu Vesein Bilibeinu Avinu le'askim l'shma le'mod le'amed l'shma v'lasos l'kayem es kol divrei salmot ha'secha v'yavo
Kayem es kol divrei salmot ha'secha v'yavo.
Okay, we were talking about the toikef piskei ha'shulchan aruch, and we mentioned before, I'm always intrigued, you know, now we're in time of Sfira, that the shulchan aruch paskins, take a look in Hilchos Pesach. What page is that? On page 20. Im shachach levarech. What should I do? Shachel levarach be'echad mehayomim bein yom rishon bein shai yomim sofer b'shai yomim below bracha. That if somebody forgot to count one of the days, so that he continues to count what below bracha. aval im huma supak im dileg yom echad v'lo sofar yispor v'shar yomim bebracha. But if he's mesupak, then he could count with a bracha. So this is based on the famous sheet of the Bahag in Tosis. Right? We did I put the Bahag in this packet? What? We had it in the previous packet that we had it. Right? The Bahag basically said that the Bahag said in previous packets, what if you forgot a day, then you're finished. You don't even count. So the Shulchan Aruch makes a pshara. He says you can count, but don't make a bracha, in deference to the sheet of the Bahag, right, that we saw in a previous packet. And I was always perturbed, because we said, you know, we count, the Shulchan Aruch usually paskins like the Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh, right, so the same thing should apply over here. The Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh don't have this halacha. So Rabbi Fremis mentioned that maybe the idea is that since the other Rishonim didn't speak about it necessarily, and the Bahag spoke about it, so then maybe, you know, we follow what the Bahag said, because the other Rishonim didn't speak about it explicitly.
You say it's possibly also due to the fact that, if you remember in the Hatzama, he says that if there's a minhag irrespective of...
Right, and that's right, right. And Rav Shimon is saying if there's a minhag, then we'd follow the minhag. But the question is, was there a minhag?
Maybe you could argue that this is proof that there was a minhag.
Yeah, I would assume that the minhag only became because of the Shulchan Aruch, not vice versa. So I always like to think that it's based on the, you know, the Rambam Shita. The Rambam has his Shita on page 1 here. Perek Aleph Halacha Tezvav. Where the Rambam says, Kol ha-mevarech bracha she'ein etzricha hareze nosei shem shamayim l'shav. That if a person makes a bracha she'ein etzricha, so then he violates the issur of being nosei shem shamayim l'shav or ikunishpa l'shav. So it's lo sisa. He violates lo sisa. Lo sisa shem el shalom kechal ashaf, because he made a bracha she'ed etzricha. So he violates an isa daraisa. Right? It's lashav because you don't need it. It's in vain. But the Rabbeinu Tam Shita on page 4 in the Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah Lam Gimel Amud Aleph. If you look what he writes on the second wide line, in the third word on the second wide line, Mishum Devarach Baruch Hashem Tzricha V'Kavar Mishum Baltisa Leka Dahi Drosha D'Rabbanim. He says that's only a Din D'Rabbanim. That's only a Drosha D'Rabbanim. It's only a drasha midrabanan. Why? Because if you're saying a bracha shein etzricha, it's still true. Like you're saying bar priya eitz, bracha vatala, bracha shein etzricha. even though you're not eating the apple, it's still true that Hashem is boring Bari Priya Eitz. Right? Even though you don't. So Midaraisa, it's okay. Only Midarabanan, you shouldn't make the brach if you're not eating the apple now. You shouldn't just say Bari Priya Eitz in the middle of nowhere. So I always thought, Rav Avad Yosef quotes someone who says like that, that all the machloikesin, you know, in Shulchan Aruch, why the Shulchan Aruch is always so machmir about Brach Levatala, is because he follows the Rambam's opinion, and the Ramos, Mu'a Mekel, is he follows Rabbeinu Tam's opinion. And, you know, you have several examples of that. You have the, on page 2, the Rambam says, Per Gimel Hichel Tzitzis, Halacha Tes. Noshim Vavodim Ktanim Peturim Minat Tzitzis, Minat Torah. Right? Noshim Vavodim Shorotzul Lasatif Petzitzis, Mesatim Below Bracha. He says, if a woman wants to do a bracha, do a mitzvah, Shazman Grama, like Tzitzis, like today they, we don't do that so much, but more like lulav or sukkah, things like that, so they could do it, but they can't make a bracha. Right? They should do it without a bracha. Misatim below bracha. Or you have here so, and that's the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch in Shulchas Tzitzis in page 6. Perek Simen Yud Zayin Siv Beis. Noshim Vavodim Pturim Ibnation Mitzvah Sesei Shazman Grama. Right? And the Ramah says, Mikomokam, Mirotim Latvel, Varchalov, Harshutz Biyadam, Kimol Shah Mitzvah Sesei Shazman Grama. That's the Ramah Shita, that a woman can make a bracha. So I always thought that the Ramah is based on the fact that the Ramah holds like Rabbeinu Tam. That Rav Avad Yosef quotes someone who says like that, and when it comes to the, because the whole shayla of bracha shei tzrich is only at the rabbanon, so we won't make them. And in he have in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah on page 7. In Tavkuf Pei Tez Vav. Says Avol Pishen Noshim Pturus Yicholus Lutkola V'chein Achas Sheyotzik V'Yochol Lutkola Otsiyam Avol Eim Avarchos. Right, if they want to blow shofar, they can blow, but they can't make the bracha. And the Ramah says Avinik Shem Noshim Avarchos, and he quotes that the minig is they do. So that's one example where the mechaber is more machmir about bracha. Because the Mechaber follows the Rambam, the Bracha Shlevatol is Daraisa, and the Ramah is always Mekel. And another example is by a Minhag. You make a Bracha in a Minhag. Like Halal on Rosh Chodesh is a Minhag. Halal on Pesach is a Minhag, except for the first day. Because we only say Chatzi Halal on Pesach. Also a Minhag. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, Karm Halal B'Divul Ben Yochim Yeshom Shutzim B'Varchim. But he says, Yeshom Im Shafat Tzibi Eim Varach. Haram Chon, but you shouldn't make a brach on Halal on Rosh Chodesh. Lo B'ti Lo B'Sof, Zed Das Haram Am Chaynogi M'chol Malchus Eretz Yisrael Tzibi Yosef. And the Ramah says, Yeshom Im Degam Yochim B'Varach Halach. And the Shailos of Tshuvas Min HaShamayim on page 9. Also says that you could make a... also permits women to make a bracha mitzvah asesh hazman grom. But it's interesting that if you look in the Yeshuas Yaakov on page 14, it says four lines, last five lines, Yeshuas Yaakov on page 14. The first word on the line is Mishum Sofik. Mishum Sofik. See that? It says V'chein Eidu V'Nashim K'Shem Shagon HaChacham Tzvi Micha Bekan B'Nashim Shalom Yivarcho Mitzvah Seh Seh Zeman Grama. He said the Chacham Tzvi protested that you shouldn't make... Now Chacham Tzvi is not... Where is he from? Ashkenazi, right? His name's Ashkenazi. And he was Moicha. So there you work with Mr. Seches Van Grama. You shouldn't make a bracha mitzvah says Shazman Groma. He says, "V'chein he'id is a kenosi bas hagon, keni mirener leibish abezin chavav amsedem shua yachosin hagon hanal." What was his son-in-law? Shalohiniach lanoshim levar chein rabbi mata b'sag levar yevsham chos biyom ha'otzad din yosef nochon shalol levar. He says, today it's too much. The women are already taking over. They're making the bracha. But it's better not to. It's better not to, he says. And he says that this is, we saw it like in the Tosis Ridge, right? That if they make a bracha, it looks like Baal Tosif, right? He says,
So the first verse, right? If you make a bracha, then it makes it worse. It's more of a baltosif.
Nashish Chayav, Mitzvah Shein is my grammar. Who most sefes al mitzvahs. So, what intrigues me a lot is page 21 of the Kamarna. Is it Kamarna? Rav Yitzchak Yehuda Yechiel Safran Kamarna in Otsachai. This intrigues me a lot. So, what does the Kamarna say? So he talks about Sfiras HaOmer. So all this I thought is why the Mechaber is Choychish for the Bahak, because he's so Machmir, right? He says you shouldn't make a bracha on Lula for women. You shouldn't make a bracha on a Minog and Hal Rosh Chodesh. So what did? You shouldn't make a bracha if you skipped one day a Sfira. Shouldn't make a bracha if you skip one day of sphere. So the Kamarna in the Otsa HaChaim, look what he writes. You got it? Medina mitzvah lemin yom yishvu b'chol laila shayu tamimus b'chol laila chelak mitzvah b'fnei atzmi. Yipshachach v'lo mana b'layla mona b'yom b'bracha. Im gam b'yom shachach mona b'shar leilos im kol Yisrael b'bracha. Kach udas im gam b'yom shachach mona b'shar leilos im kol Yisrael b'bracha. So he says, if you forgot at night, you can count in the day. Mona b'yom, and he says even with a bracha, right? Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that way. Shulchan Aruch holds that if you forgot at night, you count in the day without a bracha, and if you forgot the night and the day, then you don't count with a bracha at all. He says no. If you forgot at night, you count in the day with a bracha. Im gam b'yom shachach mona b'shar leilos im kol Yisrael b'bracha. But if you forgot the whole thing, he says you can count with a bracha. Kach das kol harishon. Ve'ein biyad posik echad. Ve'chriya neged rov binyan, rov minyan. Kach unhog adoni mori v'rabi zatzal. The Kamarna, I guess. Ve'chol ha-tzadikim. Kach halacha psucho b'li gum gimgum. I mean, we saw the tshuva of who? That if only b'shas onus, right? Who was the tshuva we saw? Who did we see? What's the name of that sefer? No, and I just gave it to the Yechahen that says if Yitzchak Irani. Right. Yitzchak Irani. No, this is not a Rishon, this is late. This is you wanna look at, well, let's read the whole thing, then you can look in your computers and tell me. Chach halacha psuk b'li gimel nashim shach al dispo yomecha b'sofer b'shar leilos b'bracha. Shem etah omer lo shalo yivarach yam hu eino sofer b'kavana. Hu alchinam, shachach halacha psuk b'chol rishon v'nog b'chol mokum b'chol zman b'sfarim. So he says it with so confidence that this is it. In other words, he's not glorious what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Even the what's it say, Yitzchak Irani said that you do it, but he doesn't want to go. He allowed it if Ramachim Onus. Right. But in other words, I was wondering. So he says, you know, the question. Why do we pass like the Bahad? So he says in the Khanami, we don't pass the like the Bahad. Even though Shulchan Aruch does. But, okay, so we have a...
Yeah,
early 1800s. And the Shulchan Aruch is
where
it's 1700. Can we maybe use the idea? But it's interesting that he doesn't even, you know, like, he didn't give it any commandment.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we maybe go from the idea that if we're going to say by a rub for different tzibur, we'll allow a rub even if he missed to still make a bracha? So too, if we could apply that to a regular person, if we're going to allow anybody to make a bracha?
I mean, if the shul rabbi
the
forgot.
The shul rabbi forgets, he still can make with the bracha.
Yeah, there's a discussion Rav Vozna has, because what is, if you hold like it's the rabbanon, that it's a question of kovet habrius. The old bracha was always rabbanon. So some person would want to say it's an embarrassment for him not to...
If the Ramah is made as we were saying, then why does the Ramah go along with
Shemar? Right, the Ramah should have been... Right.
He say, yeah, I'm really used to do it anyway.
Right, it doesn't say that. Because I'll tell you why. It could be like the... Yeah. That became the minute. Right. Sphere is also the Rabbanan.
No, I'm saying if maybe we could say, if we're even trying to take this idea and say that it's against those, that's taking Hashem's name in vain, that if we're going to then go and apply that in some circumstances it's okay and it's not really a problem, can we then basically
retrofit that, or turn that back around and say
that apply it somewhere else. Yeah. So
what do you want to say? That maybe that, if we're going to say that the Rav can make a bracha, maybe you can say
everybody can make a bracha if they miss, because it's
clearly... But the Rav is a question of embarrassment, of kovet habrius. We know there's a din in the Gemara in Brachas that by... Shatnez d'oraisa, if a person is wearing shatnez, so he's supposed to take it off even in the street.
Yeah.
But if it's only shatnez d'rabanan, so then kovet habrius takes precedent to a d'rabanan. What? Right. Yeah, I think it was within the... Right, it only should say there are more.
If you say it's covered by just a regular person, I'm saying if you're in Shul, like there are people who look around and say, oh, he's this, it's that.
No one knows whether...
If you look at somebody when everyone else is making the bracha, and they're not making the bracha, maybe it's...
No one's worried about trying to figure out what he is.
Right, no one's looking at the other guy, is he counting with a bracha or not. Everyone's just counting for their own. They're not looking, is this guy counting with a bracha, is he not counting with a bracha? But this is the most outright against the Shulchan Aruch. There was even the Yitzchak Yeranein, first of all, he said that the Gaonim don't seem to say what we, that Tosas' version of the Baha'i. But even he didn't want to go as far as to say that we're going to not follow the Shulchan Aruch. So he says, we'll follow the Shulchan Aruch, but in certain cases, we'll just... And it's interesting, the Pri Chadosh also quotes the Rabbeinu Yishai that Tosis read. I mean, he says the Beis Yosef quotes it. Chen Kosev the Beis Yosef, page 22, Shem Rabbeinu Yishai, Dafka Bolo Bracha, Shari Lehu Lenoshim, with Kol Atzmam. Avon Baruch Hu Gimu Medaitem Shalem Shem Chovei Moses, the Overs Baal Tosis. And if you see the Divrei Yatziv of the Kloisenberger on page 16, it says this word that I always like. There's, he says that first he starts with the Divrei Chaim that on page 16 on the right side, Adoni Ovis Keni, the Divrei Chaim, Nira Bibiru, Sir Ram, Dain Lanoshim Lasus Mitzvah says Rama, because it's going to look like Baal Tosif. The Dafka below Bracha, could they do it? But if they make a Bracha, that's the Tosis Ritz thing. If you make a Bracha, and the mitzvah says, "As Gram Grom," but you're like making a statement that this is a chiyuv, so it's like Baal Tosif. But then he writes on page 16, the left side, left bottom. Lulu Levi Adoni Ovi's Kani Tshuva. He sees Omer Shashitas Aram and Duli Baruchu Prat Lishitasa Shapasak. The Brachel of Atala Ben HaTorah. Rabbi Poskim Chashulu. Okay, so the Ramel Shitas of the Brachel of Atala is the Raisa. The Divrei Chaim just says nothing to do with the Raisa Drabban. It's that if he's making a Bracha, then it's Mashri, it looks like Baal Tosif. Looks like Baal Tosif. Now, another part of this discussion is do women really get schar when they do a mitzvah seseh shazvan grama. So the Pashup Shah, I mean, Rav Shach Lewis says Rav Salvechik and Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva that they get schar. It's the lowest schar because they're not mitzvah of osa. But to me, it's not so Pashup. There's a famous Gemara in Chagiga. On page 5, on the Zionim and base. Yeah, what about? Right, blind person, yeah.
If you were blind and
Shuas Yaakov is mechalik between blind and Nashim.
Right, but if you, the Gemara says it doesn't work the possibility that if you're blind, you don't have to follow the different commandments or anything. And in Riosi, if he made a party, if he thought that was a possibility.
Right.
The Gemara views that as a possibility, why not make a party for it?
If what would be a possibility?
If you say that, if you're not tied, that's a lower level. Instead, he wants to make a siyum that, oh, I'm blind, therefore there might be a possibility I don't have to follow the mitzvos. That's a higher level. There's no other explanation to that tomorrow.
Right.
So how would it?
Well, the Gemara says originally he thought. Did we have it here?
No.
There's four. Well, it's in the Tosfos.
Okay,
yes. I'm Rav Yosef Mikora. I'm Rimanda Omar Halacha Rav Yehuda David Yom Tov the Rabbana. So I'm Mifkidinu because I'm not commanded and I'm doing it. But then he found out no, that God Mitzuvah Moshe Mishonim Mitzuvah. So I'll only make a party if someone paskins that the Mechuyev. Because originally he thought it's a good thing. That I'm not chayiv and I'm showing out of the goodness of my heart that I'm still doing.
Which would imply that it's a higher level.
Right. But then once he found out that that's not the halacha, then he wouldn't make a party for that. He would only make a party if someone would paskin that they're chayiv and therefore you're doing it when you're chayiv.
So meaning his first opinion was wrong.
Right. Yeah. So now take a look in the Gemara and Chagiga and Tezayin and Beis. Beis v'daber b'nei Yisrael v'somach b'nei Yisrael somchim v'ein b'nei Yisrael somchos. So this is the din of smicha. What is smicha? It means you put your hand on the animal. Now smicha, you know, when you bring a korban, you're somech yadayim on rosh of the korban. Rav Yossi omrei benosi sol somchos rishos. So the question is, can a woman do smicha? Because a woman is not chayiv in smicha. Smicha is only in the daytime. So therefore, since smicha is only in the daytime, you can't do smicha. If you're a woman, you're potter. But the question is, could she volunteer to do smicha? Just, right? Now, is it any different than volunteering to shake a lulav? Or no? So there's a big difference, because when you shake a lulav, so if you get a mitzvah, you get a mitzvah. If you don't, you don't. So there's no big deal. Or maybe only Baal Tosif, if you hold this question, Shaila Baal Tosif. But here, you see, smicha has to be what? The whole kocho. When a person does smicha, they have to push down in their whole might. B'chol kocho. You need smicha b'chol kocho. So if it's not b'chol kocho, then it's not smicha. But you're doing avoda b'kotshim. In other words, you don't have a right to take a korban and lie on it, or right? Because that's you're using the kotshim for improper. But if it's the mitzvah, then you do it. One second. If the mitzvah, you could do it. But with the mitzvah, you could do it. But if you're not mechayiv in the mitzvah, then it could be you're not allowed to do it.
What about all the people, they can't really use all their strength?
They're potter. They can't do the mitzvah. Just like as you say, a person can't eat matzah. They can't eat matzah. What am I going to tell you?
So many people can't bring a protestant.
Well, they won't be able to do the mitzvah smicha if they can't do it. So Meisvi, Dabei Abba Yisrael Somach. Bnei Yisrael Somchim Veim Yisrael Somchos. So the first opinion says that only a man can do smicha. A woman doesn't do smicha. Rav Yossi Veim Yisrael Omer Bnei Yisrael Somchos Rishos. That they have an option to do smicha. Amar Rabbi Yosi Sachli Abe Loza Pamachas Hayulo Egel Sivche Shlome Viru Zez Noshim Samchu Olov Noshim Lo Mibnech Smicha Ben Noshim El Kedei Lasos Nachas Ruach Le Noshim. So this is a new concept that maybe women could do smicha just so they should feel like they're doing something good. Lasos nachas, to make them happy. Lasos nachas ruach lenoshim. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. If it's really not a mitzvah, right? And you're gonna let them do it? Lasos nachas ruach? That's not how our religion works. Okay? Like, someone needs a heter for something. So you don't give them a heter if it's not a good heter. Right? You don't give a heter just stam. Oh, this person needs a heter. But there is no heter. So we give him a heter anyway. Lasos nachas ruach. That's kvira. You don't just say, lasos nachas ruach lanoshim, you give a heter. How do you do that? If it's a heter, it's a heter. If it's not a heter, it's not a heter. Do you allow it? This is the raisa. It's like that. Smicha b'chol kocha b'ina mishum nachas ruach dinoshim avdina avoda b'chotshim. And here he's not saying it's kfir. He's just saying he's not going to. But I'm saying the concept of giving a false heter is kfir. Over here, the word's not saying it's fear. The word's just saying it's avoda b'kotshim. So the Gemara says you're right. Allah from Amin alo b'inim b'chol kochol, lo b'inim b'chabim b'chol kochol, amul ha'ach v'yadayich. Now you know what we tell the women? Just put your hands on lightly. Don't press down. Put your hands on lightly. So this way they think they're doing something. Akfu yadayich. So what's the story there? So then, the pshat is the way it's explained. Rashi, loshem kofa kil yadechem. Put it lightly. And the Rishonim, I believe the Rishonim explained, some explained, that that's only an Issa d'Rabbanan. So an Issa d'Rabbanan will, Lasos Nachas Ruach Lanoshim, will let them do an Issa d'Rabbanan. Because Heim Omru Beheim Omru. But an Issa d'Raisa, Lasos Nachas Ruach,
That you don't do.
This is the rice. So he says like this. If you hold the women of Turos, this is Asay Shasman Grama, so the Gemara says you can let them do it easy. After you die, which is this is the Rabbana, because he's still using the carbon. If you put Kol Kochol, then it's an Issa D'Raisa, unless you do a mitzvah. Then it's mutter to do, then you should do.
But they're still not doing Kol Kochol, so that would be still wrong, they're right.
What?
They're still not doing Kol Kochol, which is their right, so they should do it with the force.
Right, but they're potter from the mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah sashay sashay by grum.
So what are they essentially doing? They're just killing a random animal and
no, no, they bring a korban, it's still a korban. But now there's a mitzvah of smicha in the korban. So that mitzvah they're potter from.
Why can't you?
It's still a good korban.
Why can't you? Why can't you say that's her best kofa? Kofa should apply to the individual. Why kofa?
She can't do kofa.
She can't do kofa. Whatever
her kofa is, she does less than that.
Why can't she do it with all the
might? That's a good question. Because that's the issue of measure of a question.
Right, if women aren't chayiv. See, it's not like a lulav. A lulav, so they're not chayiv, so they take it. So there's no aveira by just holding a lulav. Well, that's the most maybe well posted, but there's no aveira. Because a lulav is not holding. You hold a lulav, so you're not chayiv. So you held the lulav, big deal. But if you held on to a korban, and you pressed down, kokoko, and you didn't have a mitzvah, so you did an aveira, because you did a vote of kachin. So the Gemara says, so how do they let the women do it? So the Gemara says, lasas nachas ruach l'nashim. So how do we let them do that? So because since it's only the way that Rabbi Shimon explained, it's only a Darabonan, so lasas nachas ruach l'nashim we allow with the Darabonan.
So it's just a random korban, it's not a korban.
Whatever korban it is. Oh, so you see from this Gemara, Rabbi Shimon point out, that we could matir nisid rabbanon lasus nachur surach l'nashim. So that's what I thought. I wrote an article about this in the Beis Yitzchak one year, Tafshin Samradal. That's several years ago. And basically, on page 26, this is what I wrote on page 26. Second paragraph, Ulam. Ulam, Efshar Lefar Shitas Rabbeinu Tam Gavin Yanacher. Kasva Toysis, the Sphere Lady Rabbeinu Tam. You see, maybe Enochanami. You see, some want to learn, like Rav Shechter wanted to learn that Pshat is Rabbeinu Tam, they can make a bracha because they get a shtickle schar. So they get a mitzvah for Lula, for Sukkah. The other approach from other Achronim is no, they don't get anything. A woman's potter for mitzvah says, Shazaman Grama, maybe they don't get any schar. No mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. So how can they make a bracha even? So that's the pshat, because bracha levatala is only what, according to Tosfos, is only drabanan, and just like we permit smicha akfu yadaychu, we permit in this drabanan lasos nachas ruach l'nashim. So here we like to make the bracha lasos nachas ruach l'nashim, and we matter bracha levatala, which is only drabanan. But the Rambam holds the bracha. In other words, maybe everyone agrees that there's no mitzvah for women on mitzvah seishas mangrom. And therefore, the Rambam certainly you can't make a bracha. And Tosfos, who says there also is an omit, you can make a bracha because bracha levatala is only drabanan. So lasos nachas ruach l'nashim, just like we matir akfu yadaychu, we matir the bracha levatala b'drabanan. Mashenki, the Rambam holds in nisa d'raisa. So we're not going to be matir nisa d'raisa lasos nachas ruach l'nashim. Maybe in Achanami, everyone agrees they don't get any schar. Against what Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva. That's the Shagasari Shita. The Shagasari Shita is that what? That a woman doesn't get. It's not a mitzvah. That's why the Shagasari holds you can't carry a shofar on Rosh Hashanah for a woman. Say you want to blow shofar for a woman and she didn't hear, so he says you can't carry for her. So that's what I would discuss over here. He says, "Ulam, emshal lefar shidus shal ben etam gimin yachir." Not like Rav Shechta says that they get schar. They don't get any schar. So sof sof the mashal bechol shol shibarach. Hashayich isud araisa rakim motzi shem shemayim stam beli nusach bracha. But pizay yesh lefar shgam divrei ben etam gimin birchinoshim. So emshal shol ver ben etam shenashim mekabel schar al mitzvah esay shazang brama. Fafu bikel lo yicholos levarach came in. There's one possibility is that you can't save a tzivan. You're not correct. And that's pshat. But the Rambam shita is omnam. Rambam passing Brach Levatol is a deraisa, and we're not going to be matir, and this is a deraisa for Nachas and Ruch Noshim. Nimsa Shatos and Rambam has the Shittai, so b'din Brach Levatol. There's one way is to say that they both agree you get schar. The way Rav Shecht always says it over, they both agree you get schar from Mitzvah, women get schar from Mitzvah, say Sajan Rama. But the question is, could you save a Tzivanu with that? Because you're really not commanded. Rav Shecht says, Rabbeinu Tam holds, if it's Tzivanu, and uftaranu, but we don't say that, but tzivan. And the Rambam says that you can't save a tzivan, you aren't commanded. Rabbeinu Tam says you could save, that's what Rav Shechta says. So Rabbeinu Tam says you could save a tzivanu, but you tzivanu, and then you were absolved. But the other way to say is they both hold there's no mitzvah. So we let them do it to make them happy. They could shake lulav, make them happy. No, but how do you make a bracha on that? So Rambam says you can't, because that would be a bracha levatala, it would be a deraisa. Rabbi Natan says no, it would only be a bracha levatala, be the rabbana. But we have, just like we have permitted women to put their hands lightly, even though it's a this is the rabbana, we should not have srocha nash and be permitted the rabbana. According to Rabbeinu Tam, we permit bracha levatola, because bracha levatola is only drabon according to Rabbeinu Tam.
Plenty misses the night of sphere, and it would feel really good if you got to keep counting. And he also, is he allowed to ask the mouth, is it an anashim or just anashim?
No, it's not only for
you should be able to count the rabbon also.
According to this cheshbon. According to this cheshbon, it should come out. I mean, the Kamarna held the.
Right, so yeah.
You know, look, the mice, it's not the minhag, so I'm not here to say it. But you're right. According to this Mahalach of thought, it should come out that way. You see, the big problem, as we said before, the Ramah didn't say anything about the Ramah kept quiet. But he didn't. It could be the Ramah maybe would agree to, I mean, you see, the Ramah was just speaking in those cases of the minig is. Maybe like Shechta pointed out in the postcard, like Shechta pointed out, like in Milsa Dol Shicha, you don't have a minig of, maybe it was Lo Shriach, they all went to shul, so there was no minig of getting. It wasn't. But maybe so the meaning is this is what they did all the time. Maybe this is not something that they happened all the time, so Ramon didn't bring it down. Like Rav Shechta brought down in the Rishonim that Rav Shechta pointed out that you don't have a minhag and a nosa or a shriach. But this, you know, this machaber became so, you know, accepted. So the reason I put it in this packet was we're talking about the toikef of the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, of, you know, his, and so now we're in hold by Svira. So we saw that you know, when we saw the other packet that many Gaonim never even said it. It's questionable if the Bahag ever meant it. Maybe the Bahag only talked about what the first night, right? Well, whether the Bahag ever meant it or said it. That's the story. But the Kamarna is the only one I've seen who Maimonides just says it out. Even the Yitzchak Yerame, who we saw the other week, he just says he's not going to go against the Shulchan Aruch. But it's to say somebody had an onus. You know, like somebody face had surgery, so they were out of commission for a whole day. So obviously they missed fear. So we let such a person account. So Pasha says we don't. The Yitzchak Yeranein said, honestly, he thinks he could be made up. And the Kamarna says anyone, right? The count of the. Yeah, but it's interesting. Like whoever he was writing for, the Kamarna, for the Hasidim he was writing for, he's. Because you know, people feel bad when they miss if they miss it. You know, they feel like it's a bad feeling. Like you know, you don't want to miss. That's why the biggest incentive is you should make sure to daven ma'ariv with a minyan every night. During you should always try to daven ma'ariv with a minyan, but shacharis mincha too. But I'm saying like, so you know, you daven with a minyan, you'll be okay. Right. But it's better if you're in the minyan, so you'll. But it's so interesting that the Kamarna.
Is there a special discount on the minyan?
What?
Is there like a special?
You should know that I was told that in Borough Park, or maybe other Hasidic communities where they have the minyan, that the first night of the Seder, the first Sfira, they count after the Seder, not before the Seder. So my friend Rabbi Yaakov Dov Kasten pointed out to me that in Bar Park, a lot of people go to Shul after the Seder, and they have a public, you know, they count Sfira and Shul.
That's against the Torah.
What?
Against the Torah, who even says maybe you should do it as early as possible. Everything.
Yeah, but I'm saying the minhag of Chassidus, you see in some Pesach Haggadahs, at the end of the Haggadah, they have the Sfira.
Yeah.
For the first night.
Yeah.
Probably people won't forget because. The question: how could you eat the whole meal before you did the mitzvah of Sfira? You're not supposed to eat your whole, right? You're not supposed to eat a whole meal. But if you know you're going to shul, maybe you know, that's the reminder. Like it's part of your thing that we know. And the second night we go to shul after the Seder.
But there's no.
What do you mean?
As soon as I make kiddush,
I'm
supposed to have the mitzvah.
Yeah, but so then you'll never do the mitzvah. Yeah, but the mitzvah, so then that's built into the system. That there's a mitzvah, you got a little bit of the second night, you drop on him, and there's a mitzvah, Sfiras HaOmer. Okay, Rabbi, so this is a very interesting thing we did today. Tomorrow we'll continue. We have to start Chazara. I made sure that the Chazara packets are in before Pesach. Yes, we got to start Chazara, so we have to see when should we start Chazara tomorrow, or should we start it? Because Because before you know, I never like to rush through Chazara. We'll see, maybe we'll even start tomorrow. Okay, we'll talk about it. Okay, very good.